Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land.
I was 32 and I'd been in the hospital. I wasn't very well and I felt depressed and everything else.
What you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not listen.
I listened to music quite a lot.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
And I was just sitting thinking, and suddenly it came on, and I thought, oh.
Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet.
And I listened to it, and it was just lovely. It inspired me, I suppose. And
morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand.
Then I sort of perked up and started to look around and see flowers and listen to birds and that sort of thing. That's what started it all off. Loved it ever since.
For your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you.
At the minute I hear it, I sort of go back to when I was 32 and I remember that and just, I suppose, live through it again. And I like listening to it if I feel a bit yuck.
Heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met, the ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken.
No, luckily I don't very often, but when I do, that's the one I listen to.
What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
You know the story of his ear, every picture you see of him. I've forgotten which ear it is, but that's not the ear that he cut off, it was the other one.